This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you think back on television the past five or so years, it's been a good run for shows featuring strong central female characters, often shows that are written and produced by women as well. Timing, though, in that slice of entertainment has been a central part of the equation. Joy Press talks about women on TV in her new book. It's called Stealing the Show. Joy, welcome to the program.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
You are fairly emphatic in this book a couple of times about 2015. You started writing it in 2015. You say that that is, or was, I suppose, since it's a couple of years ago, an interesting moment in women and television. Explain why.
Well, I think it was one of the kind of recent moments where there were a number of shows kind of created by women that were very female-centric shows like Girls and Orange is the New Black and Inside Amy Schumer, a sort of profusion of really different kind of female-centric shows than we'd seen before. And it felt like there was a critical mass building.
Let's go back a little bit before 2015, though. Not like Lucille Ball and Mary Tyler Moore back, but Murphy Brown, Diane English, and 1988, which is just amazing that it was so long ago. What was it about that show that made you honestly sort of want to start the book there? I mean, you give Lucille Ball and the rest of them their due, but you say, listen, here is where it actually starts. Women on television as they live their lives.
I was really fascinated by the realization that Murphy Brown and Roseanne premiered in the fall of 1988, a month apart from each other.
Wow.
And you had these two characters on television who were absolutely fierce, said what they thought, were funny and angry and aggressive and assertive in very different ways. Murphy Brown was very elite, single working woman who became a single working mom. And Roseanne, who was, you know, the matriarch of this very, very poor middle American family. And yet the two of them became lightning rods for the culture.
Tell me about Diane English, the woman behind Murphy Brown. I mean, she no holds barred, man. She just went for it and said what she thought.
She was a very extraordinary figure, and she had created the show that, you know, might not have happened the way it did if there hadn't been a writer's strike.
Yeah.
She created this sort of 40-something woman who was coming back from rehab, had had a lot of problems, and the network, I think, wanted a younger woman. They wanted her to be coming back from a spa.
Right.
They wanted her to be less unlikable. But the writer's strike meant that they had to decide, are they going to take it the way Diane English wrote it? Or are they going to wait?
And I mean, they couldn't change the pilot, right? Because the writers were on strike.
Yeah, they couldn't change it. They had to take it as written. And that really kind of changed TV history.
Explain that a little bit, right? That's actually a great question, which I should have thought about myself. How did it change history, though?
There were very limited ways to be a woman on television. And I think really women at that point were still expected to be a little bit less kind of aggressive and angry.
Yeah.
And she was really an avenger. I mean, her job was, you know, to go after corporate bad guys and, you know, government cheaters. I mean, it feels like we could really use her right now.
That phrase is really interesting. How to be a woman on television. Because so much of it was sanitized.
Yes. And frankly, that was the thing that really surprised me as I was writing this book, because I bring it up to the present. And over and over again, I mean, as recently as, you know, 3-4 years ago, TV writers were still being told, we don't really want to have a woman do that. Or, people won't like that character.
Amazing.
Yes.
I'm showing my naivete here, but that's crazy.
It's crazy. Well, even if you come up to the present, I have people say to me, why do I hate Lena Dunham so much? I can't stand the way she behaves. Part of it is we really have a lot of opinions you know, how women behave and what they look like. Anything that steps too far out of the norm makes us really uncomfortable.
What do you make, just to bring it back to where we started, what do you make of the fact that Murphy Brown and Roseanne are being rebooted now in 2018?
In some ways, it seems perfect. For the industry, it's nostalgia for those days when you could get everyone to watch.
Of course, the catch is now it's so fractured out there in television and streaming services that you're never going to get those numbers.
You're never going to get those numbers. But of course, it's the same with a franchise film where, getting the name recognition and cutting through is part of the deal. And I think in this sort of post-Me Too moment, having these women who speak truth to power feels pretty exciting.
Joy Press, it's a book called Stealing the Show. Joy, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.